In 1948, the world watched history's most persecuted and one of the most influential people groups retain their homeland after nearly 2,000 years of exile. Even without their homeland for so long, this people miraculously retained their identity. Darkness has hated this people to whom the law and name of God was given, and through whom the Messiah was introduced to the world. Surviving the persecutions of the Crusades, the hell of Holocaust, and those surrounded by a sea of less than friendly governments, Israel lives, thrives, and continues to be one of the greatest influences in society, even though they represent less than 1% of the world population. The hand of God is hardly deniable in their situation as they've reversed the barrenness of this land, now lush with vegetation and a healthy ecology. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are now international business centers. In 1967, the world watched as the military of Israel faced off five nations in 6 days and then rested on the seventh day. Another example, the incredible rescue of its citizens from a dictator's airport or the taking out of a nuclear plant to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. During the 1991 Gulf War, 47 Scud missiles hit the nation of Israel without a single loss of life. There is something very special and supernatural about this people. But even as they continue their struggle, something more remarkable, unlike anything in history, is taking place. For the first time ever, the Jewish people are finding a genuine friendship and kinship outside their circle and in the most unlikely of places, from Africa to America to the former Soviet Union states to South America to Australia to all across Asia. From every corner of the earth. Gentiles who acknowledge that the God of Israel is the living God and who also embrace the scripture that salvation comes through the Jews. They represent every color, age, and background, all with an allegiance and a debt to one Jewish man who walked the planet 2,000 years ago. They have been crushed by the violence of his love, which has conquered the ground of their hearts, and they cry out for the world to know this same love. And they pray fervently for the peace of Jerusalem, what the Bible calls the return of the Messiah. Today, tens of thousands of praying homes cover Israel as believers worldwide intercede from afar. One example is that of a Jewish fellowship, Believers in Christ, which have recruited 10,000 Gentile believers to pray for the people of Israel. Gentile pastors from around the world come, asking forgiveness for historic offenses, affirming Israel's right to her homeland, proclaiming blessing while financially assisting the basic needs of Jewish families victimized by terrorism. Other people groups in the region are also being touched. Nearby in Bethlehem, some 25,000 Jesus videos are ordered by Palestinian families. Palestinian Christians, ignored by the mainstream media, continue to pray and love. Once enemies, more and more Palestinians and Jews, now trusting Christ, find themselves praying together. Nearby in Haifa, a mini revival breaks out as over 100 Jews receive Jesus as Lord. An increasing number of Jewish leaders and citizens are genuinely being touched in their hearts by the kindness of the Lord Jesus through Gentiles. Still suspicious, but very intrigued, even fascinated by this peculiarity of history. The words are best said by one Jewish editor-in-chief of a leading Israeli newspaper who reports of his personal experience among worshiping Christians in America by describing their love for the people of Israel. Quote, "The sincerity is abundant, transparent, and absolute. The warmth intense and unnerving." Another popular Jewish author entitles his book, "Christianity's Worldwide Revival Means Israel's Survival." The prophet Ezekiel foretold of this contemporary prayer movement where the Spirit would blow from the four corners of the earth into the infrastructure of Israel. This society, which now has a culture, government, and economy, is being touched. Love is breathing through his body from every part of the globe. Life is coming into these dry bones as souls are being reborn. And the wall between Gentile and Jew is beginning to crumble. The number of Jews coming to Christ worldwide is absolutely unprecedented. Over 100,000 live right here in the United States. It isn't the work of pride or man or military might. It's the Holy Spirit pouring through, praying believers bowing the knee. Peter wrote under the influence of that Holy Spirit when he said the prayers of believers would accelerate the return of the bridegroom for his bride, and the magnet grows stronger every day. The battle between good and evil plays out in every heart and home. And even though these are the most difficult times, they are also the greatest events in history. As the gospel literally reaches around the world, touching every heart, it is unfolding right before us. Revival is sweeping the planet, and it's beginning its return to the city and origin of its birth. Something even greater is just around the corner. So don't let your heart be troubled and take encouragement. Look to the sky. He's coming back again.